Thank you and good afternoon. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office is searching for a white male adult who committed armed robbery at the Umpqua Bank in Weaverville around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Deputies responded to the bank located on Main Street, and employees reported that the man entered the bank armed with a semi-automatic firearm and then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. The bank holdup caused Weaverville Elementary School to be put on precautionary lockdown. However, students were released at their normal hours. Anyone with information related to the robbery is asked to contact the sheriff's office. California will continue its mandated water conservation regulations after Governor Jerry Brown issued an executive order this morning to continue conservation efforts. Citing the state's ongoing drought, the order will now include permanent water use standards in the state, as well as permanent monthly water use reporting. Governor Brown said in a statement that residents stepped up during this drought, but now that we know that drought is becoming a regular occurrence, water conservation must be a part of our everyday lives. Between June of 2015 and March of this year, Californians reduced water use by 24%, and Governor Brown's administration will seek public input in the coming months on the new conservation standards. Mike Wilson and Uri Driscoll, who will both run for the County Board of Supervisors District 3 seat, will participate in a public forum tonight. The League of Women Voters will hold the forum at 7 o'clock, and residents can be able to phone in questions for the participating candidates. The forum will be broadcasted on Channel 13, and District 2 candidate Glenn Rogers and incumbent Estelle Fennell will participate in another forum that will be broadcasted on Wednesday. The Fortuna City Council will hold a ballot measure workshop that is open to the public, as the council wants public input to a possible ballot initiative that would create revenue for essential city services such as police and support services, road maintenance, parks, and public facility maintenance. The council and city staff will hold the meeting tomorrow night from 6 until 8 p.m. at the River Lodge, and will discuss plans to bring service and staffing levels that have been cut in the past few years back up to the levels expected from the public. Friday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released the identity of 31-year-old Kurt Kenneth Ramiro, whose body was found inside of a McKinleyville residence. Ramiro, who was a local member of the United States Coast Guard, was found dead inside of a residence in the 2000 block of Park Road earlier in the week, and an autopsy did not reveal any signs of foul play. The death is not considered as suspicious, and the Sheriff's Office is continuing their investigation into the cause. The Yurok tribe filed a case to the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of California on Friday to stop illegal gillnet fishing in the lower Klamath River. The case was filed against the Resini Rancheria as well as the Rancheria's secretary, Gary Dowd, for fishing in the river numerous times without a Yurok tribal or California state fishing license. The Yurok tribe maintains federally protected fishing rights in the lower Klamath River, and while the Rancheria is located on tribal grounds, they are not members of the tribe and are not listed under the tribe's reserved fishing rights. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two public meetings are scheduled for this week in Arcata. Dan Squire has more.
The passage of three bills that comprised the State Medical Marijuana Act also formed a new state agency, the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation. And the members of that regulatory body have begun a statewide tour to meet with residents to discuss the new agency itself and the new regulatory framework that will govern the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana. The board will hold two meetings on the North Coast this week, both scheduled for Wednesday in Arcata at the D Street Neighborhood Center. The first meeting will be held from 4:30 until 5:45 p.m., with a second to follow from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. The public is invited to attend, and it provides an opportunity to hear directly from members of the board who will craft the rules for the new regulatory framework in the coming months.
Thank you, Dan. 45-year-old Timothy Bolton was arrested on DUI charges after he ran over his passenger east of Jacoby Creek Road early Friday morning. Bolton was pulling into a driveway on Plunkett Road when his passenger, 35-year-old Jennifer Mallett, suddenly exited the vehicle while it was still in motion. The vehicle subsequently ran Mallett over, causing major injuries that included a broken leg and a fractured pelvis, and she was taken to the hospital for treatment. CHP officers arrested Bolton on DUI charges, and he was booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.